Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Between 2000 and 2015, the rate of heroin-related overdose deaths in this country more than quadrupled. Almost 13,000 people died in 2015. A highly addictive opioid, heroin, is usually injected, but it can also be smoked or snorted. Most heroin users live in large metropolitan areas and may also be addicted to marijuana or alcohol. Dr. Michael Mancino of UAMS's Center for Addiction Services and Treatment says it's important to recognize the symptoms of a heroin overdose and to act quickly if someone exhibits shallow breathing, vomiting, and excessive sleepiness. First and foremost, call 911. If the person has stopped breathing, CPR may be necessary, but should be performed only by someone who has been trained in the procedure. Dr. Mancino says the drug naloxone, which can come in an auto-injection device, can be administered to treat a heroin overdose. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit UAMSHealth.com.